Happy Sabbath, everyone. So good to see you today. I want to thank the Raj brothers. Can I just thank them with you? Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your ministry. And thank you for all those who led out today in our worship service. The Lord is a good God. The amazing God of heaven and this universe. Amen? No one can compare to this almighty creator that we have. I just want to say we had a wonderful time last Sunday, didn't we? I want to thank those who had the opportunity to come out and enjoy with the church family and our friends. It was truly a time of praise. I tell you, I got my praise on with my wife as well, right? And my family. Lord is good. Lord is good. All the time, God is good. And we just want to thank everyone who led out in preparing the banquet for us. Sister Alicia, who is here, and her team, Katrina, and the rest of the team. They did an amazing job, and I spoke to her during the week, and I said, Sister Alicia, anytime you can bring the church of God together and have everyone praising the Lord, hallelujah, I know there's a smile on someone's face. There is a smile on King Jesus' face, hallelujah. And I could tell you were smiling last week, and so I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for you. For all those who are visiting with us, glad that you're here. For those who are joining us online, I just want to express how much we appreciate you for joining us today. And to all of our members, praise the Lord. I know I've gotten several reports this week. Many are sick, not feeling too well. And so I'm glad we joined with Elder Wilton in just praying for everyone who aren't feeling well at this time. I'm going to invite you to get your Bibles in hand. If you have a phone, that's it. If that's what you have, that's okay. I want you to join me in the Word. Let's turn to Matthew Chapter 13, Matthew chapter 13. Today I'd like to speak on the topic, the power of a mustard seed. The power of a what? A mustard seed. Matthew chapter 13, I'll be reading from verse 31. Verse 31 and 32. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Let's pray. Our Father, we're here today in your holy temple, on this Sabbath day, because of the custom that you set when you were here, Lord Jesus, because of your word, Father, we are here today simply because of your love for us. And that generates, that motivates us, Father, to to want to serve you with love. And so today on this Sabbath day, our hearts are just filled with your blessings, the blessings of salvation, knowing that, Lord, you gave your own life to offer the opportunity for every human being to be able to be with you and reign with you forever. As we open your word this morning, we ask for your Holy Spirit just to guide us and teach us. There's something here that you have in store for us. May, Father, may as we hear your voice, may we always remember that it's not only what we hear, but what we do. And so help us with all the power from heaven to be able to live out your teaching today. Father, I submit all that I am into your hands. I invite you to take full control of all my faculties and also to speak to me and through me. And may we all be blessed, but may we all be changed in the process. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I must confess, over the last couple of weeks, I experienced a very embarrassing situation. Something that we really don't like to go through as people. I was staying in a hotel for a couple of days, and guess what? On leaving, a couple of days after, or during those 2 days after we left, I found out that, guess what? I could not find my wallet. Anyone ever experienced that before? Okay, so I'm in good company. I don't have to feel so ashamed. But you know what happened? When I was leaving, I was rushing to leave. And so I was in a shorts, but it didn't have any pocket. Are you with me? And I had my wallet in my hand, and I had my shoes in the next hand, and I had something under my arm. I'm going out. Can you understand what's happening? And you know what? I was trying to get to my car, and so I needed the hand with the wallet to be free so I could take something else. And so I took the wallet and I said, you know what? Let me just stick it in the shoe. You know what I mean? And then when I get to the car, you know, I'll be able to take it back out the shoe, right? Sure enough, you know what happened? Put down the shoes in the car and off I went, right? And then I can't find my wallet. I thought it to, you know, think about what to do. I almost called the bank and say, hey, you know, can you just cancel all those cards? And you know the drill. But you know what? I got up in the morning. And you know what I said? Let me go to my God. Let me ask him if he can help me to find this wallet. I got up the second morning. And I prayed to our Heavenly Father. And I asked him, I said, Lord, could you help me find my wallet? I don't know where it's at. The Lord spoke to my heart immediately. Immediately. I'm telling you, as it went down, the Lord told me to go put on my shoes. Are you with me? I had no idea what he was speaking about. All right? I didn't know which shoes. I went to the front door of my house where we keep some shoes right there, and I saw shoes that I haven't seen in a couple days. Joshua took the shoes out of the car, right? And then put it back there after a couple days. So guess what? I went to the door and I saw the shoes that I haven't seen in a while. And you know what I did? Of course you know what I did. Stick my foot in the shoes. And I said, what is that? What is that? And then I picked up the shoe to see what was inside the shoes, pushed my hand in the shoes. Oh, my wallet. I paused right there. Right there, I looked up. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Something simple, but was so full of power. We're often so much engaged in praying for people who are really sick. When we get the news that someone, need our prayer because they're in the hospital, guess what? We see this as a big thing, and it is. It's heavy. Are you with me? And so we stop what we're doing and we pray for these people and so on and so on. But praying to God for something that we just can't find. Are you with me? You know, I feel technology has taken away some of those opportunities. Because you know what I would have done? In my wallet, I have a tile. Do you know what a tile is? Anybody know what a tile is? It's just a little electronic device that you put on things that you want to find. I think there's a iPhone application for that as well, right? I have a tile in my wallet, but guess what? Or I did. I took it out because the battery died. And so normally, you know what I've done? I would have done. I would have simply go to my phone and guess what? Pull up tile and say, find my wallet. And sure enough, I wouldn't really need God for that, right? It would have rang and I'd have found my wallet. But guess what? I didn't have the tile in there. And so I had to go to the Lord in prayer. You know, God can do so much with small things. Are you with me? And you know, even the season that we're in now, it's a testimony to what God can do with small things. God sent his own son as a little baby. While the whole world at that time was looking for a majestic king. Are you with me? He sent a little child, his own son. And through that child, he has offered salvation to the entire globe. This one child linked with 12 men, are you with me? And from 12, it sprang to 120, to 3,000, to 5,000, till the Bible just simply says multitude. In fact, the book of Acts ended by the Apostle Luke using the word myriads. From one little baby to so many believers all over the world today. Hallelujah. I don't know where you're at today, but I tell you, whatever you bring to the Lord in faith, God can take that and multiply it and make powerful things happen through it. And this is what he's trying to share with his disciples here in this parable. He's sitting by the shore and he's teaching people what the kingdom of heaven is like. He's saying, listen, you have before you an earthly kingdom that you so much appreciate and that you believe is the most powerful thing on planet Earth. But I'm here to tell you about another kingdom with another king. And anyone who chooses to express faith in that king will experience an amazing power and receive blessings that are incomprehensible. God is saying the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed before? Tell the truth. Anyone? Put your hands up. Oh, wow. Tell me what's the first thing you notice about that seed. It's small. The Bible said tiny, right? It's very small. You know what? I looked up what a mustard seed looks like. I'll be honest with you, I've never visually seen a mustard seed. But I looked it up to see what it looks like. And there was a lady, this was on YouTube, lady, she had some mustard seed in her hand. And you know what? They were so small, like really tiny, but lots of them, almost like even more smaller than sand, very tiny. And she had the mustard seed in her hand, and then she did this to show us how small the seeds were. Like powder. Are you with me? Like powder. Just. And I thought about that. Jesus is saying, one of that powder, just one. One of that. Once someone take it and plant it, and grow it, are you with me? Can produce something so big as a shrub or even a tree. Are you with me? From just powder, one powder. Have you ever seen one powder? It's so small, are you with me? Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is like that. And what all he's trying to communicate with his friends is simply this, that wherever you have a kingdom, there's a king. Are you with me? And he's not putting all the emphasis on the smallness of the mustard seed. You know, there's something else that he's getting at. And he's trying to say, anyone who put faith in the king will experience the power that's within a mustard seed. Are you with me? What he's trying to say is there's power in the mustard seed. No matter how small it is, there's a huge power in it. And anybody who chooses to put their belief in this king of heaven will experience that power. In fact, I want you to join me. Let's look at it. There's three things here that I saw when I was going through this parable here. I saw something here where it says, notice in verse 31, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And then it says, which a man what? Took. Are you with me? That's the first thing I saw there. Which a man what? If the mustard seed is not received, taken, guess what? The power that's wrapped in it is useless to the person. If all we do is look at how small a mustard seed is and just look at all the benefits of it, but never actually reach out and tap into this seed and receive it for ourselves, you know what happened, friends? This man took, the Bible says, took the seed. What does that mean? The more I dig into this, I see where the whole focus of Christ in this parable was trying to help people to learn how to connect with the Heavenly Father. It's about building a connection with a power source that is really dynamite. In fact, you know, that's the Greek word there, dynamo, for power. And God is saying, you might feel right now that you have no power at all. Nothing is working in your own life. You might even feel as if faith has been traveling with you all these years. Whether in relationships or with family members or with, with finances or with your career or whatever. Nothing seems to be working the way I'd love them to work. And God is saying, there's a power within the seed, but it has to be taken. John 3:16, for God so what? That he gave his? Whosoever? What he's trying to say is, listen, you begin to experience this power when you express belief in God as your Savior. Are you with me? That's where it begins. Many people would love to have the power of Paul that Paul had during his missionary work. Many people examine the life of Abram and would love to only hear the word go and be willing to go. But what you can see within those lives is simply that these people were willing first to take that first step with God and express belief in him. Belief is a powerful thing. I believe that there's a God today who created this world. Hallelujah. I look at humanity, I look at his creation, and I say, you know what? This is a being that is awesome, intelligent. I look at the fact of how, as mankind, we are by nature sinful. We are creatures who are drawn to things that really hurts us, but we like it. Are you with me? But they're no good for us. And we get trapped in a spiral of how do we get out of this circumstance, and the only help that can help us through that is the power of Jesus. The mustard seed. The mustard seed here, the man took the mustard seed. He began a relationship with God by connecting with him through faith. And you know what, friends? Anyone who chooses to express belief in Jesus, you must know that it's actually not only you making a commitment to him by faith, but he's also making a commitment to you as well. We begin this road by saying to Jesus, I'm a sinner, left alone to live this life. I will simply ruin my life, not just for this earthly life, but for the rest of eternity. But I am so thankful that the only solution that I can experience, I can see, is what you have blessed humanity with. I cannot find this solution in Buddha. He's dead. I really can't find this solution through Muhammad. Dead. On and on. The only place I can find this solution is through the Word of God. Amen? Amen? That's the only place. And the Word of God points us to the solution, which is Jesus Christ. Do you know? I often ask my family this question. Do you know who is the expert with dealing with sin? Come on, y'all. You know, you got a mechanic, he's an expert dealing with cars, right? Are you with me? And so on and so forth. But you know, we have an expert who knows how to deal with sin. The man Christ Jesus. Are you with me? Whatever you're struck, and when I say sin, I'm talking about we are by nature sinful people. We need something from the outside to offer a forgiveness for all of the wrongs we have done. Something from the outside to offer to humanity, to us, a power that can overcome sinful actions. And we need something from the outside that will one day remove it forever. Amen? It's a complete package offered by the life, death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And anyone put their faith and trust in him will not only be forgiven by him, but will also be filled with power to deal with sin even today. We begin by first taking. We begin by first receiving what God has provided for us. If there's someone here today and you have expressed maybe a faith in the fact that there is a God, but you have never expressed a faith in the fact that this God loves you, cares about you, and would like to enter into an eternal relationship with you. If you have never made that decision, this is the time to do that. And that will begin the most powerful thing you would ever experience in this life. But notice the man not only did what? Not only took, but he sowed it in his field. So salvation is not only about just receiving the goodness of God. The man began the relationship with Jesus, but now he's doing what? He didn't turn around and walk away. He took what he received and what? Sowed it. He planted it, correct? He took that small little seed and planted it. Just one. But what does it mean by sowing? He said he sowed it. Do we have any planters here today? Any gardeners? Got some gardeners? What are some things you have to do once you put that field down in the earth? I heard you got to water it. That's true. What else? Nurture it, meaning what? How do you nurture it? You got to fertilize it. You got to weed eat it, right? You also got to protect it, don't you? From animals taking your nice red tomatoes, right? You got to do so much in order to get to the fruit. And God is saying, any person who expresses faith in me that I can help them overcome in this life, guess what? There is something at the end awaiting us. I'm about to get there, but I want to deal with this part first, because once we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we begin this journey with him, and he's going to help us with all of our sins. He is the expert. Are you with me? He knows how to use his power in our lives to root out all the evil and all those selfish and all those things that you know that we do all the time that has nothing to do with the will of God. God can make it so that that thing is something you end up hating. He has done it for me. If he has, I know he can do it for you too. He can make the very thing that you love and like and you know it's not in the will of God, he can turn it around and make it the same thing that you hate. When you see it, you despise it. Are you with me? And that's how he begins a life with us in rooting out evil. The story is told, you know. The story is told of a man This man was caught in his house with his child burning on fire. The home was. The smoke was so dark inside the house that the child ended up trying to escape from the fire, ended up on the rooftop of the house. The dad was doing his best trying to see and search through the bedroom and did not see his son. The only thing he had to do with the time that he had was to get out of the house as quick as he can. When he got out of the house, he heard a scream. Of course, that was the voice of his son. And so, as the boy screamed, the father said to the son, "Son, I can hear you. I can hear you." And the son said, "Dad, what should I do?" The dad said, "Jump." The son said, "No, I can't jump. I can't see. I don't know where you are." The dad said, "Son, just jump." The flames were really getting to the son. The only thing the father could say at the end was, "My son, you can't see me, but I can see you. I can see you." And the moment the son heard that, the son jumped, landed right into the arms of the Heavenly Father. I believe what God is trying to say to us today, "My child, I know you're caught in the web of so many things that are destructive, and you can't see your way through it. But guess what? You can't see your way, but I can see you. I know how to help you overcome in this life." Would you take a leap of faith and just believe that I'm your God and jump? You know why that is so powerful to me? One of the reasons is how this parable ended. Because God is not only interested in saying, "Hey, take." He's not only interested in saying, "Hey, grow." He wants us to know that he wants to be with us for the rest of eternity. He wants us to know that the day is coming when he is going to eradicate sin from this life. And the only people who are going to be there with him, the only people, are those who said, "You know what? Yes, the world have all of these entertainments and all these things that are so nice." You know what I mean? And careers that are amazing. And the governmental structure that is what it is. You know, the world is just amazing. I like the world and the things of the world. Things of God kind of look boring to me. God is saying, there's one way the world sees things, but there's a totally different way that I want you to view life. And that is with the power that's in that mustard seed. Look at how he finished this text. He finishes it by saying, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the what? Herbs. When I saw that, I paused. Because he said herbs, and then he said, and become a tree. Hold on. Anytime I hear the word herbs, come on, y'all, you're thinking in a different direction now. When you hear the word herb, you know what comes to my mind? Healing. Are you with me? Healing. Herbs are used to do what? To bring about physical, emotional health. Isn't that true? And so I started thinking about this. And that's when I did just a little research on mustard seed and come to know why it was there in Jerusalem so widely, was that mustard seeds were good for the reduction of inflammation. It may act as an antibacterial agent. One of my friends was telling me when I was discussing the mustard seed with him, he said, yeah, because when I used to work in the restaurant industry, if I ever got a burn, one of the first thing I rushed for is a what? A mustard. You know, what do you call it? You know those they put on your burger, right? He said he would rush for that, put it on his burn real quick. I mean, mustard seed has so many health benefits. It's used as an antiseptic. It's used to reduce pain. I mean, it may be used against digestive disorders. It may reduce swelling, and it may act against ulcers. So there's so many benefits that comes with the mustard seed, that small little seed. Can you imagine? That's why when Jesus said, let's read it together again. John 3:16. For God what? That he gave is? That whosoever believeth in him shall not what? Hallelujah. But have? Believing in Jesus comes with benefits. Not only temporal benefits, but eternal benefits. The consequences to the human family, it's just amazing. If we choose not to, we will be left without all of those benefits. That's why believing in Jesus is, Paul would say, I am not ashamed. Remember that? I am not ashamed. Brother Pastor Phipps, he sang a song last week. Oh, what was the song again that says something to the fact of, here's a child that loved Jesus. You remember? Remember a song like that he sang? That just touched my heart. Because I was sitting there listening, and I'm saying, you know what? I'm one of those people that love Jesus. Are you? All that he has done for humanity is just amazing, and it's powerful. It can change a person's heart radically from being selfish to being selfless. From going into and dabbling and moving consistently into sin to moving through life away from sin. Are you with me? I mean, Jesus has a way of coming into the life, and where life has all of its, I should say, gain all of its satisfaction in this world, and you end up with nothing, right? Just vain, to where you choose Jesus and you're just completely satisfied. You're just completely satisfied with this life that he has blessed you with. You don't have to be searching for things in order to become better than the rest. You're just happy with what the Lord has blessed you with now. Are you with me? How many know that, listen, in this life, you can be satisfied? Come on, y'all. I see a hand back there. Knowing Jesus, you're satisfied, my sister Phyllis. I see a next hand here. I see a next hand here. Praise the Lord. We have all that we need in this life and beyond when we put our faith in Jesus. There's benefits, physical, spiritual, emotional benefits that comes from knowing Jesus and living a life with him. But then Jesus said, listen, it's not just about you. When a person accepts me, I have a plan for their life. Listen to what he said the mustard seed does. A tree comes from the mustard seed, right? And then he said, so that birds of the air come and rest in its branches. You hear that? So in other words, when somebody accepts Jesus, he has a plan for your life that's actually beyond you. He has a plan where he wants to use you to touch and influence somebody else. Are you with me? Birds come and enjoy the tree. They enjoy the shade, right? They enjoy the protection. They enjoy everything. They enjoy the, oh, some mangoes in that tree. Oh, my. No, no, it's a mustard seed. I can't say. But birds are feeding. They're enjoying all the benefits of the tree. And all of that came from a little mustard seed, a person who expressed faith in Jesus and then living by faith through Jesus. Now he expands his territory through your life and through my life. And so when you're in the classroom, touching bases with different students in the classroom, working with Jesus, he's actually influencing them through your life. When you're in the boardroom at work, God is ministering through you to touch some people right there. I remember leaving one job. And when I was leaving, they had a little thing for me right there, and so many people came to me. I didn't know. I was just living my life with God, right? But people were pointing out things that blessed them. And some of those people might be in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because of what God was doing. And God is saying, all I need from you is an expression of faith in me daily. And if you choose me daily, I would be able to reach someone in your influence so that they can get the same benefits that you are enjoying now. Hallelujah. I mean, you think about the impact of a mustard seed, the impact of faith in Jesus Christ, and how far-reaching that can be. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. I want to close with a story. The story here is about a cameraman. This cameraman, his work involves jumping out of planes with his parachute with other people and taking their pictures while they're falling. That was his job. And the story says in April 1988, the Evening News reported on a photographer who was a skydiver. He had jumped from a plane along with numerous other skydivers, and flamed the group as they fell and opened their parachutes. On the film shown on the telecast, as the final skydiver opened his chute, the picture went berserk. The announcer reported that the cameraman had fallen to his death. Having jumped out of the plane, but forgot his parachute. It wasn't until he reached for the absent ripcord that he realized he was free falling without a parachute. Until that point, the jump probably seemed exciting and fun as he was falling. But tragically, he had acted with thoughtless haste and deadly foolishness. Nothing could save him, for his fate was in a parachute never put on. Fate is the human parachute for eternity. Many people are flying, free falling in this life, listening to people who are saying all kind of negative things about Christianity and Jesus, following the world and all the things in the world, and falling with fun until the realization that this life is not all that there is, and they need a path to eternity. And the only path to eternity is that ripcord to pull the parachute. Are we going to follow man, or are we going to follow God? If we follow God in this life, we must have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That's the only thing that's going to guarantee a meaningful life of sufficiency in Christ and eternal life with sin gone behind us. Are you with me? Question is, do I have my parachute on? My answer is yes. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've not only expressed belief in Jesus Christ, but I've followed his word that said, if you believe and are baptized. So therefore, I have been baptized. Hallelujah. Then the Bible said, I shall be saved. So I know eternity is in my grasp. It's mine because of Jesus. If you are here today and you have never been baptized, yes, you have a belief in Jesus Christ. You may even have a belief that, hey, listen, this world has been created by God. But if you have never stepped into that baptismal pool, you're saying, Jesus, I don't want to marry you. I just want to know you. And Jesus is saying, listen, it's either my words or yours. But it's the best thing if you do, because I love you so much, he said. I love you so much. And I want to show you how much power I can infuse in your life today if you'd only give me the chance. If you have never been baptized, if you have never expressed a belief in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as a preacher of the gospel, I must say, this is your opportunity. I afford it in the name of Jesus to you. In the next week, we're having a baptism right here. And if you would like to say, Pastor, I would love to just study the word. I would love to learn more about Jesus. I'd love to connect with him. I want you to know that there's so many in this sanctuary right now who who is so ready to study with you. Some are studying with people even right now, preparing them for a baptism in the near future. All you got to do, reach out to me. Reach out to any of our leaders here. I want to make sure you have that opportunity. And if you're here today and you want to say, Pastor Harris, I want to join you. We have been on this road with Jesus, and I just want a fresh infilling of the amazing power that he provides, like that is inside the mustard seed. I want a fresh fulfilling of his power and his grace in my life today. A fresh increase of my faith. I'm going to invite you to stand. Lord, I would like for you to increase my faith in you. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for blessing us with your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we reflect upon his birth and everything that comes with it, all we can say is, Father, we do not deserve it. But we're so glad that you're a God of love. I just ask today, Father, that you would lavish us with your forgiveness, lavish us with your power, increase our faith in you, and may you, Father, just take full control of our lives. We give it to you. And we just ask that you create the experience of the power within that mustard seed in our hearts so that we can grow, Father, and develop into your likeness, so that we can grow in such a way where we treat our family members with such love and kindness, so we can grow in such a way, Father, when we're with our friends, or when we're at work, or even at play, Father, your life will shine through us and be a powerful influence for those who don't know you. So we're standing today because here are people who you're working on, including myself. And there might be those, Father, who have been contemplating giving their full life over to you. I pray that today will be another step on that journey. Lead them, Father, to that place where they will find you to be the full source and the full blessings of their lives. For us, Father, we're here today on this journey with you. There are times when we mess up. Father, we're glad to know that we can come at this time and just say, Father, forgive us. Where we lack in faith, we're giving you the full access to our hearts and our lives to increase that faith today, to make us better disciples for you. And Father, our joy is to make sure that our lives bring you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that you deserve with your help. we pray. In Jesus' name, let the Church of the Living God say, amen, amen and amen.